welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. This week, I'd like you to do just one thing. And that is this: whether it's this episode or any of the past episodes over the past year, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to them all, then definitely go back and pick one you haven't heard or pick one that you have heard and where you want to get something new and listen to it. And just pick one thing that you're going to try in your life or in your relationship. Just pick one thing and do that for the next 3 or 4 or 5 days and see what impact it has on your relationship. Because what good is all of this amazing information from all of these amazing experts if you're not actually putting it into practice? Now, I get it. There's a lot of information on this podcast, and it can be kind of overwhelming. In fact, that's part of why Chloe and I put our Thriving Intimacy course together, was to distill a lot of the information from the podcast into a format that would make it really easy to put it into practice. And by the way, if you want more information about that, you can text the word intimacy to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, or you can visit neilsatin.com/course to find out a little bit more about our Thriving Intimacy course. But that's not why I'm here today. I'm not here to tell you about our course, although I love the course. It's amazing. And it's been really life-changing for lots of couples who have taken the class. My message for you today is simple. Pick one thing that inspires you, or one thing that scares you and seems like it would be a little edgy, or one thing that piques your curiosity and makes you wonder, I wonder what that would do. What impact would that have in my relationship? Just choose one thing and try it out. But don't just try it once. Try it several times over several days and see if there are different permutations of that thing, different ways of putting it into practice. And just notice what effect it has. Experiment and get back to me with how your experiment goes, because I'd be very curious to hear. My email address is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S at neilsatin.com. And, or you can find us on Facebook in the Relationship Alive community. Search us out there and join our group. And yeah, that's my assignment for you for this week. I will say that next week we are going to be going live again with guests on the show. We're going to kick off 2017 with a very special visit from Margot Anand, who's the author of The Art of Sexual Ecstasy, along with many other books on Tantra and sex. And she is one of the world's most well-known Tantra teachers. In fact, she's someone that Tony Robbins hired to teach couples at his couples retreats that he does. And she took time out to chat with me for the Relationship Alive podcast and share some really valuable information with you. So I'm excited for that. And I'll be so curious to hear your thoughts on that episode once it's out. But in the meantime, just choose one thing, whether it's something you already know from the podcast or going back over the past year and choosing one of the amazing episodes. And I just say that because I was actually going back trying to find episodes. I was like, oh, you know, it's the last episode of 2016. I'm going to recommend something for you. I'm going to go back and pull something out of the archives and be like, oh, you should totally listen to this. And the problem was that each week I looked at, I thought, oh, yeah, it's got to be that one, or it's got to be that one. And well, I hope you get the idea that the whole point of this podcast is pulling out the best of the best information for you and putting it together in a way that helps you make sense of everything out there about how to do relationship well. Because there are a lot of conflicting ideas, and my goal here has been to put it all together in a way that makes sense and is actionable. So this week is about taking action and maybe also taking stock of 2016. What worked for you well this year? What didn't work so well? What are you hoping for in the year to come? It's not exactly a New Year's resolution kind of thing. It's more like just focusing in on what's happening in your relationship and in your love life and figuring out what you want more of, what you want less of, where are the places where you want more understanding, and where are the places that you're willing to just, I don't know, just let it go and not have to be that or do that again. I guess you hopefully get the point. So I guess I've given you two assignments. The first is to just pick one thing. And the second is to take stock. And the last thing I'll offer, if you're interested in checking out any of the show guides from the episodes on the show, and if you haven't yet, I totally recommend you do because they are packed with information from each episode. You can do that by visiting the episodes page on my website on neilsatin.com. And the notes are there, or there's buttons and links so you can download them. Or you can always text the word passion to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, and I will send you a link to a page where you can download every single show guide that has ever been on the Relationship Alive podcast. Okay, if you can't tell, my voice is kind of tired. It's been a rough week for me as far as head colds go, so I'm going to get some rest, and I'm going to let you get to this week's assignments. Take care. Drop me a line if you need to. Hopefully I'll see you on Facebook, and I will definitely look forward to seeing you next week with Margot Anand. Until then, take care.